Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your
last year. Tell me what I missed, 'cause I fear that it's coming back up again. Must be something I ate, some song, some show, some hate. The devil wants to extend the game. Free throws, and when it ends, he wants to make the sequel. 'Cause if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles, 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 cycles. But I'm not going in cycles, 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 cycles. This will end like I wanted to. I win. The enemy will have to lose again. See, I'm a different fighter now, and I have got to sing, 'cause his joy is my strength. See, the devil
say shalom to everybody, peace and blessings. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesday. I am Elder V, and I just wanted to make sure I got on here to come to you briefly and inspire you this hump day, holy hump day on Wednesday. The wife did an excellent job on Tuesday with the Heart of a Hebrew Woman special, talking to the sisters about becoming housewives, not whores, and walking away from that. But unfortunately, I'm coming to you on the same tip, letting you brothers know that some of these housewives, you're turning into whores, because a lot of us are just looking to get our own satisfaction with the opposite sex and use them for whatever we want to use them for. And then look at each other and say, I got mine. And we become a generation of fornication and adultery. That's living for simple pleasure. And we seek that more than we seek God and his knowledge. And we seek that more than we seek restraint, controlling ourselves and our passions and our bodies. Let me pray for us real quick while I'm out here, and I'm going to share these scriptures with you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your help that you've bestowed upon us and the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And I ask you to be with my people, inspire them, help them to make it through just another day that you've kept us. But it's a beautiful day, activity of our limbs, opportunity to make it the best, minister, witness, inspire, encourage, and walk away from the darkness in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So be it. Hallelujah. Let me read these scriptures to you so you'll see where I'm coming from, what you're staring at. Brothers, you're heaping a spirit of lust upon yourself. I know I struggled with it, but I didn't struggle with it to where it had consumed me, where I was running up in porno houses. It's just that as being men, we're taught to gawk at women and make them uncomfortable in the streets. And we all you guys, you go have beer, watch games, and watch women and talk about, did you see that? Did you see her accoutrements? Did you see what she's working with? Do you see her assets? And you have to break that spirit once you come to Christ and get that spirit of lust off you, because what you do is put a visual in your mind, and you can't even function when you come to making love to your own spouse, thinking about what you saw earlier in the day and bringing that lust home, that spirit that's on you. It also takes away from your marriage and the beauty of your marriage when you can't just behold your wife and adore her and what she has for you, because the two are one. That is the female capacity of you. And sister, he's the male capacity of you. And with each other, you have all you ever need. It's a lie from Satan to make you think you need more and that it's going to be different, or that the grass is going to be greener on the other side. In the Apocrypha, the book of Ecclesiasticus 42 and 12 says, behold not everybody's beauty and sit not in the midst of women. Warning from Solomon in Ecclesiasticus, the preacher, to say, don't always behold everybody's beauty. You know you're breaking your neck going to work. Satan got you going. We already know the women and what they do, because the Bible told them not to leave the house and be dressed in a certain fashion to make you break your neck. But Sister Tamar already dealt with that yesterday, so go back and listen to that. But you, can you control your neck, your flesh, your eyes? Because the lust of the flesh, pride of life, and the lust of the eye are the beginning of destruction. Can we become more stronger men? Because just think of that person that you're breaking your neck to look at. What if that was your mama, your wife, your sister, your daughter? You'd be pissed. Show some respect. I suggest you all read Ecclesiasticus, the 42nd chapter, and I admonish fathers, women, and daughters to read that. I'm not going to read that right now. I want to skip to the one that's really important, because there's a brother by the name of Job who told us how we should conduct ourselves. This is what he said. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid, look at her and be lusting like, damn, she fine. That's what y'all be doing. Or, damn, she got, yeah. Y'all know what y'all do. Man, come on. He said, set your mind on things above. Let your affections be on the kingdom. That's what you're supposed to be concentrating on. You're supposed to meditate on the law day and night. But you go out in the streets and can't even control your flesh or your eyes like Job. Listen to why Job said it. Job 31 and 2. But what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked? He's letting you know that's wicked to be breaking your neck. And a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Yeah, you're working iniquity, because he said if a man look on a woman and lust in his heart, he's already committed the act. So if you're looking at a brother, tell him, look at his arms, look at his chest. Oh, man, you did the same thing. So it ain't just the brothers. You need to make a covenant with your wives too, sisters. Verse 3, is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Job 31 and 4, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Meaning he's watching you when you do that. And he's seeing if you're creeping, because your lust and breaking your neck has caused you to go tap that sister on the shoulder and ask if you can get her number. So when you get good and mad at your wife or your husband, you can break that glass that says in case of emergency and go creep. In fact, my wife said yesterday, have a quickie, but she wasn't talking about that kind, but she sure implied it. And you know what? And the thing that she said is that it don't hurt him. You're not getting them back. You're only destroying your own soul and your own flesh. verse 5, I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, lest me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any be it hath cleaved to mine hands, then let me know, then let me sow, and let another eat, yet let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door. Let me say something else to you. Not only are some of the women dressing provocatively and lustfully, but it is a known fact that there are many women that are practicing witches that seek to destroy your soul and fill you with demonic spirits, and they seek to get you to lust, have adultery and fornication with them, and next thing you know, you've laid with her and become one with her flesh because it's a trap. I've heard a witch say it, that she goes out looking for married men to get them to break their vows and get them destroyed and send them straight to hell. There's some women that are anointed with a certain type of body, walk, look, and seduction to pull you in. Control, brothers, covenant with your eyes. You're only destroying your soul and your flesh. And then to think about you laying with that woman, picking up 12 demons, then bringing it home to your wife. Then you can't stop her from looking at some other men. You ready to knock her upside the head. Man, check it out. Let's read some more of this. Verse 10, then let my wife grind unto another. Let me read 9, Job 31 and 9. If my heart have been deceived by a woman, like I let her get me, and I'm talking to her, I'm trying to get at that. Verse 10 said, then let my wife grind unto another. So he said, boy, if I start doing that, then I guess it's right for my wife to do the same thing. And let others bow down upon her. What the? Verse 11, for this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant, when they contended with me, what then shall I do when he raiseth me up, and when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Therefore, Job said, I'm making a covenant with my eyes. I'm not even falling into that. Now, we're not being moved. You're talking about, I don't want nobody touching my wife. No, check this out. One thing is, you don't control her. If she decides to go out and cheat on you, God's going to deal with her. Seek God. Love God. Take care of your temple and your body. And hopefully you married a woman that doesn't entertain those thoughts, and you are her head and her covering, and you're keeping Satan and demons off of her, because you're not going to live your life doing things just to keep her in some type of solitude. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. That's what you do. And then find you a virtuous woman, Proverbs 31, Titus 2. I saw John Gray talking to two brothers last night that had a lust spirit, five girlfriends at a time, running around. They thought they was getting something, but they were destroying themselves, picking up the spirits. Because what do you think? These other five women aren't sleeping around either? A generation of fornication, passing demons, seeking pleasure. A generation that seeks pleasure more than God, to their own destruction. Come on, man. We're trying to make it into the kingdom, and we're running out of time. If your wife don't want to do right, man, serve God, walk away. She's done. The marriage is over. If your husband don't want to do right, serve God, seek him, walk away. If you can reconcile, but if you got a spirit and you're akin to lust and this is how you desire to live your life, then so be it. Because it's all of that's in the world. This is Satan's world, and that's what they do. These people go out on the weekends. They get on Tinder, Tumblr, whatever these apps are, and they're looking for one-night stands because it's to the destruction of your soul and to lead you to hell, to be desecrated and seek that type of pleasure. True love only comes from making love to the one that you love, who loves God, loves the Most High Yah. Listen, be blessed. I'm Elder V. Let you know that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Let's break these cycles and let's make a covenant with ourselves and with our eyes and keep the Most High pleased with our lives and our actions. Hallelujah.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
Ooh, God.
Ooh.